Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
As schools in the central portion of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District are finally set to open on Tuesday, September the 8th, parents and students alike should be reminded that many schools throughout the district have adjusted their opening and closing times. In order to provide quality on-site in-school education and 100% remote learning options for families choosing that option, additional time for staff preparation, collaboration, and cleaning of buildings resulted in an adjusted student day for some of the 42 Kenai Peninsula Borough School District schools. District School Superintendent John O'Brien.
Because of the extreme heavy lift that we're asking for our teachers in really transitioning and shifting what their learning is going to be, what they're going to be teaching, the style that they're going to be teaching, adjusting to remote and also having kids there, principals and teacher leaders asked if it would be possible to have an additional 20 minutes a day at the elementary level for additional planning and adjustments to be made. At this point in time, we're planning that for the first quarter, and then we'll reevaluate at that point. It's something that our principals and our teachers really felt that they needed in order to do the best that they can to be ready for students and adjust as the year goes on.
The change in start or end time decision was determined on a school-by-school basis with district determination, site administration, and in consultation with Apple Bus. Apple Bus has updated bus routes and has been updating their parent portal frequently, but parents and guardians who at all feel unsure about Tuesday's return to schools should contact their school today with questions about school times or enrollment. Gary Turner, Kenai Peninsula College's Director and Chief Executive Officer, announced his retirement effective August 12th of next year. Turner assumed the role on July 1st of 2002. At KPC, he was responsible for KPC's Kenai River Campus in Soldotna, Kachemak Bay Campus in Homer, Resurrection Bay Extension Site in Seward, and the Anchorage Extension Site. In a release issued by the University of Alaska on Friday, they noted that Turner helped Kenai Peninsula College launch academic programs while also being a leader in the state for online education. The university also lauded his advocacy efforts for having construction approved for the Kenai River Campus's residence hall and the Career and Technical Education Center in 2013. At the appointment of former University of Alaska President Mark Hamilton, Turner served as chair of the UA Statewide Community Campus Directors Council for more than 15 years, and 3 years ago was appointed by former UA President Jim Johnson to represent all community campuses on the university's summit team and various e-learning committees. Turner also served 12 years on the Alaska Select Legislative Ethics Committee, serving as chair for 2 terms and vice chair for 2 terms. According to the university, after retirement, Turner plans to stay in the Kenai Peninsula area, intending to stay active on boards and various community roles. That's KSRM News covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at radiokenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.